We are in Simin Tov Kuf Chof Vov Siv Tes. We'll be doing Tes and Yud. Tinok Shemes Besok Shloshim. Now the halacha is that a nefil, a child that does not survive, and he's nifter within 30 days, so he did not have a chazaka that he's no longer a nefil. We would therefore say that there's no avelis whatsoever for him. And generally, he's buried without the chevra will go and the chevra kadisha will go bury him in an undisclosed place, and we do not give it the regular halacha of misa. That's on a weekday. On yontif, the halacha is that a nefil is muktza, and pashtus there's no heter of burying. We'll see later that the mishabur in a later sif will bring down whether or not you can have a non-Jew bury him. But the heter certainly of yontif sheni of having Jews bury him, you wouldn't have on a nefil. However, that's only if you know it was a nefil. If you're talking about a ptira toch lamed, and he was kololo chadoshav, which means we know that he was a fully grown child, so we have no reason to say that he was a nefil. And what we could say is that something else caused the death. Therefore, lagabe kvura, there would be makom to be mekel. So let's see what the Mechaber says. He says, Tinok shemeis besok shloshim. Im gomru saro v'tziparnov hu becheskes ben kayama. If the ptir was tok shloshim, but it looks like his hair is grown, his nails are fully grown, then we have a chazaka that he was not a nefil. The dino kameis godol, we give him the halachas of an adult, af al pishen or yodim im kololo chadoshav, even though we don't know that he went through a full pregnancy. The rov nashim yoldas vlad kayama, because there's a rov, most women give birth to vlodis that are to children that are not nefalim. Now, what happens if lo gomru sa'aro and siparnov? So the halach is, even if the ptir was on yom lamed, we give him the din of a nefil, and he is muktzah, you cannot bury him on yontif. If it was gomru, so we say that we give him a din of a gadol, and that is that on yontif rishon a non-Jew can bury him, and yontif sheni a Jew can. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that some are cholik, and they say that even though gomru saro and tziparnov, since he was nifter toch lamed, we see that he is not one of the normal cases. How can you say that rov women give birth to full term babies when this child you see does not fit into the category of rov? Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that even on yontif sheni, what you should do is bury him al yedei nochrim, have non-Jews bury him. And he's matur non-Jews burying him even by lo gomru saro, as long as, and this is going by the chazaka, that mistami was a healthy child. Sif Yud. Nefalim shenagu lasir or losam bitzror even o bekana. The minig that the orla is removed with either a pebble, or with a reed. That's also a filo beyond of sheni shel golius. There's no heter for that. That's not a real mitzvah's mila. Hagav also likbar beyond of elaminicha ad lamacher. So since the minig is dafka not to bury them with orla, so what we do is you wait and you don't bury them altogether on yontif. Now there's a machlokis achronim exactly what the Ramah is talking about. The pashtus is that this mechaber was talking about the nefil of siftes, which means that it was gomru sarov, and even so, he says that you cannot do a milah for him, kodem kvura, and the Ramo would say that you're supposed to put off the kvura. Lemaisa, what happens if meis la'achar lamed? What happens if a child is nifter and it turned out that they couldn't do the bris yet? The pashtus is that you actually are allowed to do the bris. It's another one of the minhagei kvura. So they do the bris just before burial. Some say that even nefalim mamish, a real nefil, where you know that it was lo kolo chadoshav, it's a miscarriage. You can have non-Jews burying him on yontif sheni. So this is going against what we saw in the previous sif, and it seems that there are many that are knowing this way, that al yidei nochrim, even a nefil can be buried, it means dafka, a nefil, mamish, can be buried, even though we said he was muktzah, but having non-Jews do the burial would be mutter.